A book club is coming to KXCV, sponsored by the staff at the B.D. Owens Library on the Northwest Campus. We've got our second segment today with Sarah Eckstein, a circulation specialist. Eckstein brings us the book My Sister's Keeper by Jodi Picou, and she dives in with a plot summary.
So My Sister's Keeper is about this girl, and I think she's like 11 years old, and she wants to sue her parents on infringement of her body because she was technically like made through IVF to support her sister's leukemia. So she was kind of made to be a donor and to donate like her blood and her bone marrow and all that stuff to her sister so that her sister could be kept alive. And there's like some moral situations in the book and that they
I
talk about.
I should say so.
Yeah, some legal aspects because she gets a lawyer involved. There's like talk of like the legal aspect of it, the moral aspect of it, and obviously like how many rights does a child have to their body in reference to like especially medical donations. Like can the parents force her to donate stuff to her sister?
A new age legal medical thriller.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds also topical, even though it didn't really come out this year. It's not an old book, though.
It's like, I want to say 2008, maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure.
And it was a film. Did you catch the film?
I did not catch the film. I've been wanting to watch the film, but if it was as devastating as the book was, I don't know if I could handle it on screen.
All right, let's unpack this a little bit. What stands out? Why are you bringing this choice today?
I've never read a book like this. The sister especially is the main character, and she's the one who is like, I no longer want to do this. And then, of course, there's an older brother that they talk about, but he's not really a part of the family. He lives above the garage in an apartment, and they kind of don't parent him, really, which has big consequences that you don't find out until later in the book. So it's like, who is this affecting? How is it affecting? It's just very interesting all around because I've never read a book quite like this before.
Becomes a bit of a family drama.
Yes, it does. Very much so. And you get different like points of view through everyone. So you get points of view of the dad, points of view of the mom, points of view of the sister who doesn't want to donate anymore, points of view of the lawyer, of the brother, and of the sister who has leukemia. And at the end of the book, you're like, what is actually the right decision here? I would recommend.
Did you come up with a correct decision for yourself?
I did not. Because it gets really morally gray, especially at the end of the book, which I won't spoil. Mm. But it becomes really, really morally gray.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sounds cool. All right, to close us out, what are you reading right now?
I am reading right now, Make Art No Matter What. It's basically about how to prioritize your time and your efforts so that you can actually spend time doing what you love instead of sitting and like scrolling.
Totally.
Or, you know, just.
Or, God forbid, reading.
Reading. Yeah, exactly.
That was Sarah Eckstein on this week's episode of the B.D. Owens and Friends Book Club. If you have a book you'd like to discuss, join the club. Send us an email at kxcv@nwmissouri.edu. And we'll see if we can get you on air. Tune in every Tuesday at 7:30 to catch the latest installment. I'm Gavin McGough.